This is Mulberry Christian Radio with a global news report. A U.S.-Israeli joint aid operation in Gaza has distributed remarkable amounts of food and other aid in a short time, and it may be one of the greatest threats to Hamas's rule there. However, Israel's military charges the terror group is using media manipulation and false reports of Palestinian civilian deaths to muddy the picture of what is happening there. Excuse me. Hamas is now demanding amendments to a ceasefire and hostage release plan presented by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff. The Gaza events come as the International Atomic Energy Agency issued an alarming report on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, warning that its 1,000 pounds of 60% enriched uranium is enough to make 10 nuclear bombs if it is enriched to military grade. A Christian wedding photographer has won a major court victory in New York, where officials tried to force her to create photographs and blogs celebrating same-sex weddings despite her objection on religious grounds. A man in Boulder, Colorado, shouting Free Palestine, threw an incendiary device into a crowd of Jewish people walking in support of Israel's hostages, injuring at least 8 people, some seriously. The FBI says it's a terrorist attack. It's a public holiday for the biblical Feast of Weeks, known in Hebrew as Shavuot. This year coincides with the celebration of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. The family of Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson is grieving but also rejoicing that he is no longer burdened by Alzheimer's and other medical ailments. Son Al Robinson said he is humbled to keep his legacy going to reach as many people as possible with the saving grace of Jesus Christ. A former psychic says new surveys show 30% of Americans engaged in New Age practices are fortune-telling and tarot card reading. Are horrific, but not surprising. She warns that although people do it for fun, it opens a demonic door. And author E.Z. Swain is on a mission to address a topic he says no one really wants to talk about: sexual struggles, pornography, and purity within the church. The Trump administration has warned that Syria, under its new Sunni leadership, could soon be on the brink of civil war. CBN's Chuck Holton was in Syria. He reports the war has already begun, and prospects for Christians look grim. While U.S. officials continue to praise the successful Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's food distribution to hungry Palestinians, American and Israeli leaders are making serious charges against the UN and the media. Israel's UN Ambassador Danny Dannon claims that the world body's monsters are trying to block organizations who want to help the aid program. Meanwhile, America's Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, slammed major media outlets for false reporting that the IDF shot at food recipients. He said their sloppy journalism is inciting violence. The Texas House has passed the final version of a bill requiring the state's public schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms. It now goes to the governor for a signature. Civil liberties groups say they'll sue to block it. And columnist Kevin McCulloch warns that whether the chant Free Palestine comes from Gaza, a European capital, or Boulder, Colorado, it is not a chant for freedom, but for genocide against Jews. A pro-life victory in New England. Vermont has eliminated language in a state law that targeted crisis pregnancy centers. Robbery. Transgender athletes won events at women's high school track meets this weekend as California and two other states defied President Trump's executive order banning their participation. It's an intense time for actor Jonathan Rami and the cast and crew of The Chosen as they prepare to film the scene of Jesus' crucifixion. Rami spoke with CBN News about the challenge at the K-Love Fan Awards. And 20 years later, Colton Burpo stands by his remarkable childhood claim of meeting Jesus at age 3. He recalls being lifted out of his body, sitting on Jesus' lap, and now shares his story through Heaven is for Real Ministries. For decades, Mississippi ranked at or near the bottom of national statistics for literacy. That has turned around dramatically, and CBN News' Charlene Avin talked with Governor Tate Reeves about the Mississippi miracle. An Israeli Defense Force spokesman says Hamas is losing its grip on Gaza as the military advances and holds territory. The IDF released a map showing how Israel is controlling more Gaza ground. The advance has been helped by the aid effort of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which has delivered 7 million meals to hungry Gazans in about 10 days. New GHF Executive Chairman Johnny Moore calls Gaza Palestinians the first victims of Hamas. The terror group has hijacked, stolen, and resold massive aid deliveries in the past. Yesterday, the IDF responded to the first Syrian missile firings in more than a year, blaming the new government in Damascus. And in Iran, the Ayatollah has rejected a U.S. plan for destroying Tehran's nuclear enrichment program. Veterans Administration Secretary Doug Collins recalls for CBN News Caitlin Burke how God used his previous experiences as pastor, chaplain, and lawmaker to prepare him for his current position. The White House says President Trump continues to support the Big Beautiful Bill for the next budget, despite strong opposition from former DOGE director Elon Musk, who calls it a disgusting abomination. A shocking new study has uncovered that an increasing number of women who go to an emergency room for complications following a chemical abortion are treated for a miscarriage, meaning their abortion is miscoded or concealed. Virginia's Attorney General has referred Luton County Public Schools to the Justice Department to probe the disturbing misuse of authority by the school who allegedly targeted 3 boys who said they were uncomfortable with a biological female in their locker room. The Boulder, Colorado terrorist who burned Jews supporting the hostages in Gaza with a flamethrower and Molotov cocktails said he planned his attack for a year because of his hate for the Zionist group. A skeptical doctor shares her journey to faith with CBN News after her husband's near-death experience and her blind son's miraculous healing. While skeptics scoff and the world ignores the warnings about the return of Jesus, the Bible says in a twinkling of an eye, everything will change. Dr. David Williams, author of Jesus is Coming Any Day Now, the Common Man's Commentary Series, discusses the Lord's return on this week's Prayer Link. The U.S. vetoed the UN Security Council draft resolution calling for a permanent ceasefire in the Gaza wall. The U.S. had warned that any resolution must include a condemnation of Hamas and a demand for them to disarm. As Israel expands Operation Gideon's chariots in Gaza, the IDF announced that the bodies of American-Israeli hostages Gadi Haggai and Judy Weinstein Haggai, who were murdered on October 7th. In Iran, Ayatollah defied President Trump's call for Iran to end its nuclear enrichment, while Trump warned Iran it is running out of time for a peaceful solution. The White House declared this week that June will no longer be recognized as Pride Month, as retail outlets back away from stocking LGBT items on store shelves. GOP lawmakers have introduced a bill to recognize June as Family Month. Hispanic Catholics and LGBTQ women are most likely to dabble in occult and New Age practices, according to a recent Pew survey. And 3 months after her husband's death, legendary singer Dolly Parton says her faith and the thought of heaven has sustained her in the difficult time. "I truly believe I'm going to see him again someday," she told the Associated Press. The FBI disclosed that two Chinese nationals were caught last year attempting to smuggle a dangerous toxic fungus that could destroy U.S. grains and sicken livestock. The agro-terrorism plot involved an employee at the University of Michigan lab. Pop and hip-hop musician Bodhi tells CBN News about a radical and instant healing miracle his wife recently experienced. "It's one example," the performer says, "of how God continues to speak fresh visions into his life." After an anti-Semitic slur was shouted at Barstool's Dave Portnoy during a pizza review in Canada, CBN's Raj Nair spoke out about the rise of Jew hatred in North America, calling it a canary in the coal mine moment. While many brush it off as not as a big deal, Nair declared, "Not on my watch. Not on my watch." This week's Studio 5 takes a first look at the life of Chuck. The film follows an ordinary man on an extraordinary journey. Get a preview of the live-action film, How to Train Your Dragon. Plus, we hit the red carpet at the K-Love Fan Awards. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not deny a story leaked by an opposition leader that Israel has been arming a militia in Gaza to help with the fight against Hamas. Netanyahu said the decision would save lives of IDF soldiers and warned the leak only benefits Hamas. GHF, the U.S. aid program to Gaza Palestinians, said it's closing distribution centers in conjunction with the Muslim feast of Eid and will be reopened later. In Lebanon, Israeli jets targeted a Hezbollah UAV factory near Beirut overnight. And in Washington, President Trump revealed to Axios that he asked Israel not to attack Iran while U.S. talks are ongoing, but said his stance could change with a phone call if the talks aren't advancing. American jihadists have forced the shutdown of one of the largest pro-Israeli events of the year. It was scheduled to begin in North Texas next week. When the city of Baltimore state's attorney took office 2 years ago, he told the city hardcore criminals to keep a toothbrush handy because he was going to make them serve jail time. Since then, one of the nation's most chaotic cities has seen a sharp drop in violent crime. A retired Kentucky professor claims that there is compelling evidence that a cave in Israel's Galilee region, 5 miles away from the traditional site of Jesus' first miracle, is the real site where the Son of Man turned water into wine. And the Supreme Court has ruled unanimously on behalf of a Wisconsin Catholic charity. The High Court rejected Wisconsin's claim that the charity should pay state unemployment taxes because its social efforts to help the poor and needy didn't qualify it for a religious exemption. An Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Yes Chief Leader, has called out Tucker Carlson for pulling the wool over people's eyes when it comes to the dangers of a nuclear Iran. Watch Gordon Robinson's interview with Leader from Thursday's 700 Club. An organization has rescued more than 600 Ukrainian children who were kidnapped into Russia, taken from their homes and forced to adopt new lives shaped by fear and Russian ideology in an effort to erase their identities. And finally, it has been 2 years since the passing of CBN founder Pat Robertson. Today we honor his extraordinary legacy. In 1961, at a time of rising prosperity and American optimism, he launched his first television station, planting the seeds of a global media ministry that would affect millions. And this concludes our weekly global news report, brought to you by Mother Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed day.